Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series with me, your host, Carol Ann Kelleher, and Mark Marshall.
Hi,
Mark.
How's it going?
So today we are going to be chatting about snakes. Is it safe to say snakes are your first love?
Yeah.
Is it safe to say snakes are not seen on cold days?
Yeah, that's a question I get. Actually, I get told that statement often. Like it's raining cold. Oh, no snakes today. Hey, you're going to have a quiet day. And I'm going, no, not at all. And they think, why am I still excited on a cold day? That is because hot days, we know cobras are going to come out. You know, after the fourth hot day, puff adders are going to come out. You know, the fifth hot day, Cape cobras are going to come out. This is what happens. Now, I'm just talking about these snakes for the moment. Okay. Now, these little guys are mouse feeders, rat feeders. They eat other snakes. They're bird feeders. That type of snakes they are. So they want it warm all the time. But PE's weather is unbelievable. You can have hot, ice cold a few hours later.
Yes.
Just like it. Mm. Now, those snakes get displaced. A normal situation, hot, weather starts getting cooler, the snakes start peeping out a bit, they start relaxing, you know, going, okay, we're not hunting anymore because we can't digest the food because it's getting colder now, so we're going to go into almost hibernation, we're going to take it easy. But now the problem with PE, hot, and then cold. Now these little guys are literally hunting in
confused.
The heat, and all of a sudden displaced. They're like, where am I going to go now? Now, you got a puff adder sitting in your garden. He's eating a big rat. And all of a sudden, And now he's like, where must I go now? I need to go to a place that's warm enough. So he uses his tongue to find out the warm place. And where's the warmest place?
No, Mark.
And
no.
That's why you're going to get a puff adder. People say, I've got this big garden. Why do I have a puff adder in my lounge? I said, where's the warmest place?
Yeah.
In the lounge. Sardinia Bay the other day, there was a puff adder sitting inside the lounge next to the fireplace because that was
way
warm. People phoned me and said, hey, we got a big snake in our lounge. I said, what's it doing? It's forced to sleep in front of the fire. And I'll be there about an hour and a half. I get there, there's a snake sitting there beautifully. Like, this is what happens, you know. And the opposite happens too. You have cold. Snake wants to keep warm. This is what happens. Now, your snake wants to get cold, like the cobra that came into the lady's house when she was laying on the bed.
No,
yeah,
on her bed.
Lying on her bed.
No.
And she actually watched this huge big cobra crawl into her house through her door, which was open to the pool, because it was now all of a sudden way, way hot. And the PE gets those hot days, and it just got too hot for the snake, and it's like, where's the coolest place? Inside the bedroom.
Onto
the beautiful cold tiles, and the snake just crawled in under the bed.
I'm getting anxious just listening to these stories.
This is why it's actually happening. So now, this is all the normal day snakes, okay? These are the snakes that eat this type of stuff, which are not reliant on cold weather. But now you get what we call the frog feeders. These are the snakes that come out when it's cold. Can you believe it? Snakes like it when it's cold. Some species.
Some, yeah.
For example, red-lipped herons. They come out only when it rains because of frogs. When there's frogs are out when it rains, this is their food. So these guys are out. And where's the best place to go afterwards? Inside your gate motor.
Oh, no.
And you find them in your gate motor. Anytime. In summertime, once a week, I find a herald snake in a gate motor. It's always a beautiful place to find a little herald snake. This is what happens. Then you get your night adders. These guys also love it when it rains because of the frogs. And the most, I could just say the most scariest of all of them is the runcals. They love it. Like people say, we want to go find runcals today. When is the best time? I say, is the sun shining? Yeah. I say, you're not going to get a runcals today. It has to be a cold, wet, windy morning. And then you'll get a runcals that comes out because of this big, huge, raucous leopard toads that come out. That's their favorite food. So they come out then. So that's why. So you get your fair weather snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But they come into the houses and things like that because the weather changes so rapidly.
Okay.
And then you're going to get your cold weather, wet weather snakes, which are your herald snakes and things like that. And that's it. But now also people say, what about the season? We're in winter now. A lot less snakes. Guaranteed the snakes, not less, but a lot more less active.
Okay.
So you're going to get a puff adder sitting in your garden very, very quietly for 3 months in your garden, fast asleep. You won't even know it's there. It'll just stay in the same position for 3 months, just cooling off waiting. So Mark, they are there.
Yeah. In terms of people who want snakes as pets, you have to apply for a permit, I would assume.
You need a transport permit for actually transported from
not
the
that I'm thinking of getting one.
Yeah, of course you want one. Yeah, everyone does. No, you have to get a permit to allow you to take it from where you got it to your house, which is not valid for long. It's only valid for the time it takes you to get your captivity holding permit, because then you got to apply for the permit to actually keep it at your premises.
Can you keep a python?
Yeah, you can keep a python. Yeah. Only certain pythons. Some you can't. Some you can keep, and there's a list of the certain ones you can keep or not keep.
Could a python turn on you and eat you?
Not eat you, but definitely can kill you, yes. Yeah.
Because my sister told me this, I thought this is this bizarre, insane story about somebody she knows who has a pet python, and she took to... She loved the snake. She took to bringing it into bed with her.
I mean, I've heard of those stories. Yeah.
And then what happened with the snake eventually, after a couple of, I don't know if it was nights or weeks, was stretching out alongside her body.
No.
And apparently that was the sign to say the snake was measuring her to see,
snakes don't have that intelligence. They're honestly,
can you see? I'm going to tell my sister that is somebody making up a story.
Yeah, do you know why the snake was crawling in there? Because it wanted to keep warm. The snake was getting bigger and bigger. And when a snake is bigger, it's got more body to actually warm. So it has to stretch out longer to actually get warmer, its whole body. So that's
My story. Yeah, it's more entertaining.
No. It wants to get warmer. But there are serious stories of snakes attacking people. I mean, I've got a snake skin at home, which is 120 years old.
120?
Now, the reason why and how that came along was a lady in Summer Strand was cleaning out her old kiss garage after her father had passed away, and she was cleaning it all out. She came across this huge, big python skin, which was 9 meters long.
Nine meters.
And it's true, because I've even got the skin. I've measured it. It's 9 meters long. And the story behind this was the man in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, was walking on the way to work, and a python jumped out of a tree above him, grabbed him on the back of the shoulder, and constricted him to kill him, to actually eat him. Now, a doctor walked past and saw this happening, took a knife and stabbed the python to kill the python, killed the python, took the man back to the hospital, sorted him out. Man recovered, went back, skinned the snake, and actually preserved the skin and sent it to the doctor as a thank you gift. Thank you so much. And the reason why I know it's true is because I can see the visual stab wounds through the skin into the heart where this actually happened. And also the lady has the authenticating note thanking the doctor and the old writing and the date and all that kind of stuff. So that is true. So yes, pythons, big pythons, can attempt to actually kill you. Absolutely. Definitely.
And on that horrifying note, we'll end today's podcast. And just remind you once again that beyond his work in conservation, Mark is passionate about educating young minds through Sandula Kids. This initiative offers a range of educational and informative talks for schools, birthday parties, and events. And if you would like to sign up your youngster or get their school involved, go to sandula.co.za. Mark, thank you so much.
Thanks, we'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.